David Matsumoto is a world-renowned expert in body language and the science of body language and nonverbal behavior. And he's the director of HumanTel as well. Now, why is he on the show? Because yesterday it came up that there's this new thing, this thing called schmizing, which is smiling with the eyes when you're wearing a mask. Sometimes it's hard to communicate warmth or friendliness. And so sometimes people are like, are you okay? What's going on? You don't have that quick smile of just kind of greeting someone or passing by and, you know, seeing a neighbor or a friend or something and waving. It doesn't get communicated in the same way. And it's so much so that the Wall Street Journal did this report about it and how hotel workers around the world, Four Seasons is one of them. I think there are other different hotel groups that are doing this where they're doing training to try to help people when they're wearing masks, their employees, communicate a welcoming kind of friendly way when they greet their guests and things like this. So this is a thing, and I just discovered it yesterday, but David Matsumoto has known about this for a long time because he studies it, and he's been quoted in all these articles, so I'm so happy that you could join us. David, how you doing?
I am great. Hope you're all doing well over there, too.
Yeah, you know, so it's okay. We're all getting through this. A micro-expression expert, I did not even know that was a thing. I did, but that's kind of what you do.
Yeah, I've been studying emotion, nonverbal behavior, and microexpressions for about 35 years now.
Mm-hmm. And so this is nothing new to you. I also saw something that you had actually posted early in the pandemic, or someone had posted about you, that you had done some research about how masks might be a problem for us when we're trying to communicate different emotions. Talk about that a little.
Well, yeah, of course, because, you know, our face is one of the primary channels by which we communicate emotions and other things, by the way. And when we wear a mask, obviously we're covering up a large portion of that channel. It's like taking a large sheet and covering up your television when you're watching it and trying to make sense of what's going on. So that's a pretty good analogy, I think.
Mm-hmm. It is. And you said that there are some emotions that are easier to communicate with the eyes. Is smiling or warmth one of them?
Well, it is when it's genuine, and that's the kicker, right? And so there are many, many different types of smiles. They can broadly be classified into two different types. One that I call, or many people call, the Duchenne smile, which is the smile of sure enjoyment, and the others, which I call social smiles. Now, social smiles, don't get me wrong, social smiles are incredibly important in everyday social life. I call them the grease. They grease the wheels of society, because even though we may not be feeling true enjoyment, you know, a social smile goes a long way to showing friendliness and sociability and politeness and other kinds of things that are important. But when we are genuinely happy about something, we have the smile that is called the Duchenne smile. It's a smile that not only brings the lip corners up diagonally, but it also involves the activation of the muscle around the eyes. And so what that does is it puffs up the cheeks, it gives a little twinkle in the eyes, a little shininess in the cheek area, lowers the area between the eye and the eyebrow, and does a lot of things in the eye. So it's very subtle, but it's an important part of what we call true enjoyment smiles.
So when people are wearing masks, we read that with each other, right? We can read if it's a social smile, as you suggest, that maybe the eye, it doesn't show in the eyes, or else it's something else. It's that real kind of genuine, warm, deep down smile.
Yeah, exactly. And so most of the time, like you mentioned, the hotel workers, right? They're often doing social smiles to their guests and others because they're trying to be pleasant, to portray a pleasantness, even though they may not feel pleasant. And again, it's very important in everyday social life. And so when we meet people on the street, you know, strangers here and there, I think many of us are automatically doing a social smile, but you're exactly right. You can't see that when you're masked because the eyes don't change. So when we are meeting some other people with a mask, you might notice that a lot of people now have that brief moment of indecision or awkwardness because you're looking at each other, but you're really not seeing anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's those kinds of times when we can remember, oh, they can't see my face, and then I'll really try to be more actively engaged in my smile, and that's what the schmizing thing is about, by activating my eyes and really showing a big, broad smile, which will then help people see your eyes moving like an enjoyment smile.
Yeah, so there can be a lot of miscommunication over this, I would think, Dr. Matsumoto, isn't there? I mean, when people can't really read each other, I kind of see it all the time, even walking around downtown in Chicago and that kind of thing, you're just sort of like, okay. Normally people sometimes smile at each other, or if you're behind someone or in a store or something like that, you do. And a lot of it's kind of lost right now.
Oh, a lot of it is lost. You know, it's like many things, right? You never realize how important it is until you lose it, right? And so even let's take an extension. Let's make believe that we can't see our faces at all. We lose so much signals that way because our faces not only show our emotions, but they also show our intentions. And what we're doing when we're walking around every day in social life, and either whether it's friends or close ones, we're reading each other's intentions as we're reading their emotional state. And knowing other people's intentions is a really, really important thing for everyday social life, for social coordination, for all the good things that happen.
I think good things and bad. I realize now that I'm always sort of making those judgments as I walk around. You know, everyone sort of, you know, kind of the nonverbal cues, right? That's what you study.
Yeah.
And you read people constantly, and I realize that now more than I did before.
Exactly. I think many of us are realizing that even more. I mean, even me, you know, I study that stuff, but in everyday life, I never put on a mask that much. But now, of course, I'm doing it like everybody else, and then it just reinforced me. It connected me to what I was studying, but, you know, it wasn't really salient in my everyday life, and it is for me, too, now.
Yeah, I just notice it so much, and, I'm trying to learn how to schmeiz, because I just learned about it yesterday. I want to ask you about this, because that same article I just quoted from the Wall Street Journal, they said that there are these hotel workers that are now going through schmeiz training, that the hotel kind of management teams are actually trying to, they are so impressed by the power of this schmeiz, smiling with the eyes, that they traveled all around the world, and before the opening of different places, when they reopened or whatever the case may be, they put employees through this schmeiz training. How can you train someone if you're saying there's a social smile, but that the smiling with your eyes really is a genuine emotion, right? Isn't that the difference?
Yeah, well, fortunately, the muscles around the eye can be activated or used if we try to smile really broadly. And when we do that, here's an interesting too, right? Whenever we put on an emotional expression like a smile, it becomes easier to feel happy as well. So there's a reciprocal kind of cyclical relationship between artificially putting on a smile and then actually feeling a little better about oneself. And when you remember to be pleasant to others, then the genuine feelings of happiness come or enjoyment come out too. And so if one tries very hard and puts the activates the muscles in a very intense way, like a smile, you'll see the eyes come on, even though it was voluntary.
Dr. Matsumoto, are you great at schmeizing now? Have you always been good because of your research?
You know, I'm not sure whether I'm better right now than before, but I think I'm still making it through everyday social life.
Right. We're conscious of it. We're conscious of it. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling
into
WGN.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Good luck.
Be well. That's Dr. David Matsumoto. He's the director of HumanTel, research company that specializes in the science of body language and nonverbal behavior. I didn't know that there was such a person. He's called a micro-expression expert. But he's quoted in all these articles when you look up schmeizing, because I was trying to understand what that meant yesterday. And Mary and I were able to figure it out. I would just hate to go through a training program. I think that would feel like it would be very painful. But that is happening.